Welcome to this edition of Across Kentucky. I'm Mike Feldhaus. Successful restoration of funding for the Conservation Cost Share Program during the recent legislative session was a major high point for farmers.
We were going to completely lose funding next year. So the legislature taking this money and shoring that program back up is extremely important to farmers.
Hardin County farmer Larry Thomas chairs Farm Bureau's Natural Resources Committee and says that funding came from a recent settlement of tobacco company payments, $57 million, withheld from the Master Settlement Agreement formula. The General Assembly took action to reapply those funds to programs for which they were intended.
I can remember 20 years ago with all the groups involved brought together this program, which is unique to Kentucky. I don't think there's any other state that has a program quite like ours with the Ag Water Quality Authority and all the programs that it oversees. That's what Kentucky farmers wanted. If we're creating a problem out there, let's have a mechanism where we can fix the problems, and that's what this money does.
Since 1995, that cost share has assisted landowners in some 12,000 projects in implementing best management practices as part of their ag water quality plans.
That shows that there's a need out there and that farmers are willing to do the projects, and a lot of these projects that don't get funded, the farmers will go on and do those projects themselves.
More in a minute. We'll be right back.
We're the Evans and Butler Poultry Farm in Calhoun, Kentucky. A lot of people don't realize just how big poultry is in Kentucky. It's a $900 million product that has allowed many of us to stay on the family farm. It's important for us to raise the poultry the way we would want to have it raised because we eat it ourselves. We are a Kentucky farm family, feeding Kentucky, feeding the world.
Sponsored by the Kentucky Poultry Federation and the Kentucky Agricultural Development Fund.
As Hardin County farmer Larry Thomas mentioned, he's been involved as Farm Bureau's representative on the State Ag Water Quality Authority for a number of years, and with its inclusiveness and best management practice recommendations, he feels the state as a whole is blessed to have developed this approach.
I think so, because at least three or four times a year, Kentucky is bringing together the Division of Water and NRCS and FSA and environmental group representatives. They're all sitting down at the same table, so we can talk about the issues and what needs to be done and update the best management practices that need to be applied on the farm. So I think we all work together really well. Some states, it's pretty adversarial between their state EPAs and the farmers, and I don't see that here. If we have issues, we have an open forum to talk about them if those issues are solved.
Hardin County farmer Larry Thomas. And that wraps up today's edition of Across Kentucky. I'm Mike Feldhaus on the Farm Bureau Radio Network.